Welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today's Thursday, the time is 9 and 11 minutes, and the date is 11th of January, 2018. You know, we've got with us here Liel Rimon from 96 Anton Drive, Top Cash. How are you, Liel?
Good morning, good morning. Happy 20 high to everybody again.
20 high, 20 high. Yeah, yeah. Peter Feldman, how are you?
Very well, and nice to be back in the studio in the new year. And so many things await us during the next 12 months, so something to look forward to.
Yeah, 100%. Do you believe that already the first week is over?
No, I don't believe it.
It's almost December.
Like last night, I thought it was September. I'm just measuring ahead in time.
No, I'm saying it's already 11 days.
This year we must be on the brakes because I can't have it. I can't have January, December, January, December. There's no months in between.
No.
It's going crazy. How are you, Moshe? We got Stavogat with us here. How's it, Moshe?
Good day, good morning, and it's good to be here. And compliments of the season to all our listeners.
Compliments of the season, complaints of the... My wife has a lot of complaints of the season, by the way.
Your wife was in last night.
She was
in
last
night. So people knew her, and yeah. People knew she was real. She didn't hear complaints last night. What were her complaints, Roy?
She told me afterwards, in private.
I can imagine. She wasn't happy with the show, or was she happy with the show?
No, she was actually not so
critical.
She wasn't so critical. She was okay. I think there were too many people here, so she didn't really pay attention to what's happening. But she was.
You know, I'm just gonna put it out there. You know why the Lions Roy is so
strong?
Yeah. Strong.
Yes.
Because when he come home, he can't even open his mouth.
Well, the lion is his boss. You know that.
Of course,
she does most of the hunting.
They say when you get, you know, if you want to change the world, do it while you're still single, because when you get married, you won't be able even to change the channels on the TV.
And what about Elton having trust?
No, I didn't.
Well, it's a relief to know that the truth, after all those conflicting medical studies, the Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans.
Okay.
The French eat a lot of fat and also suffer from fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. The Japanese drink very little red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. The Italians drink excessive amounts of red wine and also suffer fewer heart attacks than the British and Americans. The Germans drink a lot of beer and eat lots of sausages and fats and suffer fewer heart attacks than the British or Americans. I mean, what would you conclude from that? Eat and drink what you like. Speaking English is apparently what kills you.
Most probably it is, eh? It does
kill you. British and Americans.
Okay, so from now on, we're going to speak what?
I think Moshe must go to the doctor now. It's about time, Moshe. I promise you, if you want, I will pay. Just go to the doctor.
She just came back from the holidays.
Is it she? You're going to she?
He.
Oh, he. Oh, no, I was worried, you know. So anyway, I've got something really, really nice. I like it. Hopefully you like it. I don't know if you remember Alpha Blondie. Do you remember Alpha Blondie?
Of course.
So I've got something special.
I'm the only one from the 80s here.
Alpha Blondie.
Alpha Blondie.
Is he Israeli?
No.
I think so.
No.
I think so.
I've heard Blondie.
Blondie.
I've heard Blondie. Debbie Harry. What an amazing band.
Beautiful.
She's still around. She's still performing.
Yeah, she's awesome. But Alpha?
She's grown.
She's about 70 now.
No. 55.
Guys, listen.
She's in her 60s.
Listen to this one. This is by Alpha Blondie, but it's Wish You Were Here. It's a Pink Floyd song made by Alpha Blondie. Listen and enjoy.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:20. Our telephone number is at studio 010-140-3020. Our WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019 and SMS is 34519. So we were talking about Gimp of the Fool sent us an SMS. But I hope Roger Waters isn't getting royalties for that song right now. He's not getting. I'm sure Alpha Blondie is, and he's great, Alpha Blondie. And I actually don't like, I never liked Pink Floyd. I never managed to get involved with the music.
The Only Side of the Moon was one of the classic.
I love them to bits until Roger Waters starts opening his mouth and not singing, and that's where I stop. Like,
you know, that's what you know, every fool that has a stage can say stuff that it's not even...
Well, I think it's the gospel because of who they are. But it doesn't always say what they say has any intellect. Because most of these guys use the platform to talk, and they just talk.
They've got so many followers.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Bono. I mean, he's done so many different things.
Yeah.
And he's been a spokesperson for so many different charities and for organizations.
Yeah, but not with hate. Not with
no, there's no hate there. There's love.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's love there. That's why people love the guy.
If you want to help, you can help. But don't, you know, it's very easy to criticize the Jews. I mean, we're transmitting from a Jewish station, predominantly a Jewish station. It's very easy to criticize the Jews. Why? Because we're better.
We're better.
So this is part of jealousy.
Envy, yeah. Jealousy, hatred.
We're better and we're fewer.
We're better and we're fewer. Thinking about it, the Jewish nation have never been in such a good position. Never ever. Never ever we had so many Jews living in Israel. Never ever. We've got over 7 million Jews. So never ever, never in history that it happened. And never
it's thriving. It's thriving.
There was a thriving.
There was a feature.
Economy is amazing.
The Jews came back home, you know, after the you know, being 2,000 years outside.
Israel. They were wandering around. They were wandering around. Eventually, they found.
They wandered Jew.
Not
yeah,
only
the wandering Jew.
We
the wandering Jew.
With Israel, we reinvent ourselves, and we became world leaders in everything. I don't say that we didn't were before. But this is the time that stuff really matters for this century or for last century. And the Israelis took upon themselves to lead the world in everything that's got to do with agriculture, with technology, IT, with weapons, everything. With revolution.
No, today Israel is a world player. So in other words, you cannot just say, listen, I beg a boycott against Israel. You know, you be careful that Israel won't boycott you.
Do you remember, Roy, we got a message like a couple of weeks ago about all Israel places in the world, in number 4 in selling arms. And you remember this?
Yeah.
It's a 70-year-old. 70 this year.
This year we're going to be 70-year-old.
And
it's a very young state, you know. 70 is very, very young for a state. And I think we are starting to...
And not only, remember when we came there? We... When our grandparents came there, they were nothing. They were it was swamps and deserts.
I remember in 1977 there were 3.5 million Jews in Israel.
True.
I remember.
And only 1 billion Chinese. That was nothing.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Israel in 1973, and I was from South Africa. And when I was there as a journalist covering the Hasidic Song Festival. And when I met fellow journalists, they said, why are you still living in South Africa? Why aren't you living in Israel? Because of the apartheid system.
Yeah.
So I said, there's no point in running away. You're only going to fight a system if you stay in the country and you fight it from within.
Yeah.
I said, one day I'll come to Israel, but I don't know when. It was an enjoyable time during that period, I must say. It was just before the war, and I was there as guest of the promoter of the Hasidic Song Festival. I was there for about a week, and it was very enlightening because I saw quite a few of the cities. I went to the holy places, and I must say, still the images still remain with me after all these years. And
Israel is an amazing country. You go there, look, it's very expensive. It's very West. But you know what?
Modern.
Yeah, very modern.
Very.
Law is law. Things work there. I mean, you know, you go to the airport. I went to the airport the last time I've been in the airport. There was like so many people there. I thought, I'm losing my flight.
Okay, last year.
10 minutes later, I was already with the ticket. I didn't know how. Everything works.
Let me tell you, last year, they just advertised 3.7 or 3.8 million people.
3 million. I know the 3 million.
More than 3.8 million came to Israel.
More than
3
million, yeah.
And 3.5, and he's just said, we are about 7 million Jews. 3.5 Israelis left the country.
4 million Israelis left the country in 1 year.
In 1 year.
4 million. 4 million went for tourism. And everybody complains. There's no money.
There's no money. But they're sitting in the restaurant. And every coffee
cup to sit here
is 20 rand. That's like 20 shekels. It's about 80 rand.
What I remember is they sent me a driver who just came out of the army, done his training.
Yeah.
Because they had to take me to meetings and to rehearsals. So they'd say, I'll pick you up at 10 o'clock. And I'd be ready, waiting in the foyer of the Dan Hotel where I stayed. 10 came, 10:30, 11, 11:30, quarter to 12, the guy pitched up. I said, I've been waiting 2 hours. He said, what are you worried about? I'm here now. I said,
it was 1973.
But things obviously changed. But his attitude was amazing.
Now, listen, in Israel, what is nice is that there is service. And if you want to complain, you have who to talk to. And you have someone that have to give you an answer. And that's something that you don't have in all countries.
I'll tell you something. So, you know what? We're sitting basically in the opening of 2018, thank God. And I don't know why we as Jews, we actually look in 2018, maybe because we're living in a different country. And this is what's amazing. In the whole Jewish nation, we are very special. I think we're very special people because when we go to another country, we don't try to bring our own...
You try to assimilate within the country.
Yes.
Is that what you
try to bring on our own...
custom. You bring an input. You pick up in every country that the Jews went to. They always picked up the economy. They give an input.
They contributed.
That's right.
In different ways.
100%. So if you look at other religions, I'm not going to mention who.
But we know who.
Yeah, all right. I'm not going to mention who, but...
And there's thousands of religions, guys. So.
Yeah, I'm talking about, yeah. So those one of those religions, when they go to a country, they're trying to change the country to their own country. So what happened is very simple. They leave their own country because they don't have not to be there, but they go to your country and try to change
make everybody unhappy.
Make everybody else... make everybody else unhappy. So, Jewish people are like, you know, my grandfather, for instance, he comes from Spain. So, he always used to tell me, when I went to, he spent quite a bit of time in Switzerland, and he says, when I went to Switzerland, I wasn't wearing the matador clothes. You know, I mean, he learned how to put a tie on, and he learned to do things with the right way.
He wasn't looking for bull.
What you're saying, though, is that people who go this religion who wants to take over, they don't believe in the saying, when you in Rome, do as the Romans do.
100%. But we have to. I mean, you can't come to a different country and be a not about. Look, we're sitting in a foreign, for us it's a foreign country, it's not in Israel, and we're not talking Hebrew, yeah? We're talking English, we're trying our best to imitate what people are doing here, and we're trying to be one with the rest of the country, we're not trying to go against the country. That's what's nice in the Jewish people, they'll try to dress like the locals, and they try to really be part of society.
Yes.
Which other religions, not other religions, other religion, it's quite...
But different. Wouldn't you say there are certain elements within the Jewish religion who try to isolate themselves and keep themselves...
They will keep themselves, but they will not come in and throw it in your face.
No, they won't throw it in your face, but they won't assimilate as well as, the more...
Sure, there's always, for every rule, there's an exception, you know? So what do we have this last year? Last year, our economy closed with quite a bang with the dollar, with the rand being so strong. I mean, the economy closed the rand close to 12.30 to the dollar. Today we're sitting at, I think it's 12.44, if I'm not mistaken. And why did it happen? I think it's...
I think Searle had a lot to do with it. As soon as he was... appointed ANC president.
Was it before?
Because the day he was appointed,
it really
took off.
I think the elections and the chance, and then knowing that Zuma is not going to be there in the election and not going to have a chance to go for another term, that's what make the rand a little bit stronger.
To be honest with you, I'm actually quite surprised. When Zuma started his, I was sure this guy is here to stay forever.
Well, it was talk some years ago.
He didn't leave yet.
Well, they're working towards getting him to leave. I don't know what's going to happen. It's just going to be interesting to see. It's lovely seeing history unfold in front of us.
Guys, that's the last year.
Listen, look what happened in Zimbabwe. You know, in Zimbabwe, when Mugabe was over there, it was rock bottom. Now this guy Emerson,
despite all
yes, now suddenly the whole world is looking at Zimbabwe in a very positive way, and I'm telling you, if he plays the game, Zimbabwe is going to be a very good country.
Can I tell you
and
something?
And go back where it was.
He will not play the game, and Zimbabwe will not be. I don't want to be.
But there is a
something wrong. You don't know. Mugabe kicked out all the white farmers.
Yeah. Yes, we
this have. Guy, so yeah. Please come back. Yeah. Save the farm. Let's work together. Yeah. It shows you a positivity.
I think, Roy, that even a country like Iran can change if the people will change. If the people will change and they will do a revolution and they will take these Ayatollahs down and... Don't forget that Iran was a very good friend of Israel.
And look what's happening in Saudi Arabia with a new crown prince. He's also changing things. Women can now drive, and they bring in movies.
But you know why? People forget that Trump is now took over, and now he's showing them. He says, "Guys, we're not going to play anymore to your whistle. We are playing our game. We will not dance to your
tune. We're giving you millions of dollars every year, billions of dollars every year. If now we're going to give you terms, if not, there's no more billions of dollars."
100%. And another thing is, we try to help there's an organization called UNRWA. I don't know if you know UNRWA.
Yes.
UNRWA is for refugees, only for Arab refugees.
You're taking Gaza.
UNRWA is only is an organization only for Arab refugees. It employs over 11,000 people in UNRWA, and it's financed. The majority is financed by the United States. And what they've done up to now is nothing.
No, they did a lot. They built schools in Gaza. They built hospitals. A lot of places to put missiles and to hide the killers over there. Yeah, they did a lot.
You know. So what I'm trying to say is, now they said, "Guys, we're not going to support you anymore." And if you see the tune as well of the Palestinians, it's changing too.
Yeah. I want them to stop. That's very important, to stop paying the killers.
It will show. It's already started.
No, people are still going and murder Jewish people, innocent Jewish people. Up to 2 days ago.
Yeah.
They're getting nice salary in when they're sitting in Israeli jail. So.
And before we're going to go to our next subject, I've got a nice song. I don't know if you guys remember Neil Young. Do you remember Neil Young?
Of course, Crazy Horse. He had that band.
Very well.
So I don't know if you remember Heart of Gold.
Yes.
It's a classic, Roy.
It is a classic, yeah. So I'm going to put it on, and hopefully you guys at home will really, at home, in the car, wherever you are, will enjoy that one, because I know I do, right? And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Time is now 9:38. Again, I'm going to mention our studio's numbers are 010-140-3020, 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp. 34519, that's our SMS line. And we've got a couple of SMSs here. Chaim says, "Roy, by the year 2030, that will be... By the year 2030, that will be 18 million Jews in Israel. Yeah. All the Jews in the world will be living in Israel, Chaim." Oh, I really hope so. What can
Amen.
I say? I hope I'm going to be there. Then we've got Gimbal the Fool saying, "Exactly, Roy, to make the point, the shul in Jabba was firebombed 2 months ago. The shul was established in 586 BC, 1,000 years before Islam was created. It was more imperialist. If Jews were imperialist, Tunisia would have been Jewish country and not a Muslim one." I think he's correct.
Gimbal the Fool, that name.
The Fool.
Shalom Aleichem, wasn't it a character writings?
I think it was Shalom Aleichem.
I don't know, but I will believe everything that Gimbal the Fool will tell me.
I think so. So, all right. So we've got people think that Ramaphosa will do better to the country. I think I really want to believe that.
You have to.
What do we know about Ramaphosa?
What do you want to know about him? He's a shrewd businessman. He's a trade unionist. He's people like him. He knows how to run a company, and he'll try and run the country. I think he has more ethics than Zuma. I think
more ethics. You know, when you say somebody more ethics, meaning Zuma had ethics.
Would you say that?
No. He have a little bit of ethics. He's got a little bit of ethics.
He's got a shot. He's got a lot of decisions to make in the next few days.
No, but let me tell you. If he's got ethics, I don't think Zuma's got any ethics. Anything. He doesn't know the beginning or the end. He doesn't know how to spell ethics.
He have his own ethics.
What?
Yeah, he's got.
Exactly like a lot.
I worked with Cyril Ramaphosa when I was working for a PR company, and his company, Shanduka, was one of our clients. And occasionally I had to meet with him. I had to do some releases about certain aspects of the company. So I got to know him not very well, but all the times I met with him, he was a very astute man. He had a lovely personality, and people generally liked him. So, you know, he hadn't gone into politics. I asked him once at a dinner whether he'd ever thought of going back into politics, and he laughed. He said, the time is not right. And this was in 2011. So obviously the time is right now for him to move, and to move swiftly into capturing the people who they ANC had lost.
Let me tell you something. His name is Matamela. His name is Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa.
Yes.
So he's a politician, a businessman, activist, and a trade union leader who served as a deputy president of South Africa under Jacob Zuma.
That's right.
So you know, to be a deputy of Jacob Zuma...
people have been criticizing him because he hasn't been standing up and saying anything during...
And he's like Trump. He's a billionaire. He owns a lot of businesses. He owns McDonald's. Like you said, you worked with him.
He's not owning McDonald's anymore.
He's had to resign from a lot of
He sold McDonald's.
He doesn't run Shanduka anymore. He's handed over to someone else.
He was born in Soweto in Johannesburg, November 17, 1952. He's a business magnate, studied law in the University of Northwest in 1972. He received honorary doctorates from the University of Natal, University of Port Elizabeth, University of Cape Town, University of the North, National University of Lesotho, and University of Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Ramaphosa is currently married to Tsepo Motsepe. She's the billionaire mining magnate Patrice Motsepe's sister.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm just telling you some stuff you don't know. First person, Peter, to know who Gimpel the Fool is. Well done.
Thank you.
The only thing is Gimpel the Fool. How do you say it in Hebrew?
In Hebrew,
because Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem is
Gimpel HaTipesh.
Gimpel HaTipesh? It's a lot Gimpel. It wasn't Gimpel.
Yeah, they Hebrewtize.
Hebrew is something else.
Yeah, but it's another name. But it's not, I'm sure it's not Hershele. Hershele is...
Not Hershele. So he was elected General Secretary of NUM, National Union of Mine Workers in South Africa, in 1982. Was a major shareholder and director of Lonmin. He becomes prominent as extra preliminary politics. As what he had
there was a lot of controversy over the whole massacre, remember, with the mines.
Marikana,
yes.
Yeah, he was involved in Marikana. I know he was involved in Marikana.
When was that?
2012, August 2012.
You know what's happening in 2 months? It's 4 years for the disappearance of the Malaysian plane.
They're starting to search for it again.
You're right. It was in the news the other day.
Somebody advertised this gold there. What are they going to search for?
You know how deep is the bottom of the sea, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the deepest point to the bottom of the sea is 11 and a half kilometers.
How do you know that? I know. Deep sea diver.
Don't forget that. First of all, I'm a deep sea diver. I'm not a deep sea diver anymore. I can't deep dive in the pool.
Roy, you went to the Vaal during the holidays. Yes. Did you actually ski?
Yes, I did.
And the water, what's the water like? Full of nonsense and rubbish.
Let me tell you, I think that's why my stomach is not working so well.
Really?
The E. coli count was in many times was really, really bad. And it wasn't good. I don't think it was good. I really, really don't think it was good. And there was part of the river, but it's not so bad. But other parts, it's quite...
The part you live in, is that not too bad?
Now it's not so bad. I mean, for the last report, but 2-3 weeks ago it was terrible.
So when are you getting reports? Every week?
Every week, okay. Once a week. So what's happening in between?
we
could see actually fecal matter sometimes. Is it proper? Yeah. Proper.
And have they found out what happened to all the millions that were pumped into the municipality?
20 million rands.
Yes. Well,
sorry, 80 million rands was given about 4 years ago and just
disappeared.
Disappeared. Proper disappeared. Believe it
one
or not.
One was your wind.
Yeah.
Someone's walking around. In the back pocket.
Yeah, I just want to talk some facts about the Cyril. So first of all, the first fact that we know about Cyril is that his name is Matamela. His first name is Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa.
That's a fact.
The second fact is that he's one of the richest men in South Africa. Forbes estimated his net worth about $450 million. That's about 6 billion rands. He was a freedom fighter. Ramaphosa was detained as a student active. Oh, that's why he's going to be a president. You have to be some sort of criminal to get a prison. You have to sit in jail or something. He was involved in the Marikana massacre, I told you.
That's a strong word to say involved.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say. He was involved in the Marikana.
Depends who wrote that. Yeah, I think you got it on Google.
Where do you get anything?
Yeah, do you believe everything you see on Google? It's written by people. People make mistakes.
I told you this stuff on Google. You know the
last night.
Google Pizza.
Yes,
they know everything.
They know everything, my friend. They know everything. So, as then the shareholder of Lonmin Mines, Ramaphosa called the police action. He called the police action for the So anyway, Ramaphosa almost became Nelson Mandela deputy. Do you know that?
Yes, he was designated to be a deputy, but it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And you know why?
No.
Why?
Because he was from the Hong tribe. He's a vendor.
He's a vendor.
And because
I see a lot of vendors all around. You know, they're selling different things.
And you know, I think Mandela was a Khoza.
Khoza, not Khoza.
Khoza, very funny.
You know what? Khoza Moza.
Didn't cause too many problems.
No,
One more thing that he negotiated the constitution. You know, Cardoza. You know,
yes.
Him and Rov Meir.
Yes.
They were negotiating. You know,
that's why white people will not vote for the ANC anymore.
No, but you know, but he had some kind of a status. You know, that he did something.
Do you remember Cardoza?
Yes. Yeah.
When the RWV, Avia Beer, drove that massive truck. I mean, it was an armored car. That's where Empress Palace is.
That's right.
That's where, yeah. And they went straight into the windows. They smashed the windows.
100%.
Yeah, they were trying to make a statement.
Yes.
And, that's history.
And, you know, and if you're looking at it right now, what do we have coming this week, the most exciting thing? I think it's Liverpool again. I don't know how exciting it is. You know,
I tell you something that's not so exciting to a lot of people. Coming back to Joburg after a long holiday and finding themselves a little bit behind with their accounts and everything after a month of doing what we call stomach back. and now they need to send the kids to school. I know, but it's you understood what I was trying to say.
So let me tell you something. I'm so scared of this game. You know, think about it. I mean, we've been chowed 5-0 last time. Was it 5 or 6?
Yes,
5-0. 5-0.
And we've lost Coutinho. So we'll see.
To be honest with you, Coutinho was never I think
142
million pounds for Coutinho.
It was a bargain.
Bargain and a half. We got a good price. We got a great price. With all the respect.
Do you know how much we bought it for?
8.
No.
How much?
12.
12?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to put REM, Losing My Religion. You know Losing My Religion, guys? Do you know this song? Do you know this song?
Michael Stipe.
1990.
He's a singer.
I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, they were here.
My song.
Losing Their Religion. You know, Peter, yesterday you mentioned Ben Stiller. He had the movie Keeping the Faith.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So this is also
the movie.
That's right. It all interlocks.
After that, guys. This is Wine and Friends with Roy Paris. And we're back for our goodbye. It's the time now, 9:55. Our studio numbers are 010-140-3020. Our telephone numbers, our WhatsApps are 061-895-1019. 34519, that's our SMS line. So, somebody asking me, is Ramaphosa anti-Israel? What do you guys think?
Well, the anti-Israel, I think.
It's not really popular to be lately anti-Israel, so beware.
Yeah.
See, beware. Anyway, guys, first of all, I want to thank all of you for listening to us. It was really interesting today. We still didn't get to why the dollar is so low. They think that Ramaphosa will do better. Maybe it's all bidding. We don't know what's happening anymore. The rand value, the real value of the rand, is really in the streets. When you come with 10 rands, you can buy much more than $1, meaning the dollar is really overmarketed. It's less than 10 rand. We're supposed to have about a $9 to the rand. That's the way I see it. We will now say our goodbyes.
We'll wrap up.
Moshe, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Peter, thank you for being with us.
That would be great. Thank you.
Liel, thank you for being with us.
And good Shabbos to everybody.
Good Shabbos to everybody. So don't forget, Liel is now open the beautiful new place at 96 Anton Drive. It's open to the public every day. And please, guys, you're most welcome to come there. And come visit us as well, 341 Jan Smuts Avenue. If you need anything, any advice about jewelry or whatever. And I wish you all a great Shabbos, great weekend,
and a great year.
And a great year.
Cheers.
Cheers.